The best portion of a good person's life, are the little, nameless, and unremembered acts of kindness and of love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, bringing you the thought for today. How about it? Didn't know that they were there, did you? So, the best portions of a person, good person's life are the little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love. I've been talking to a friend who's in prison, and he's taking the course of the University of Healing, and he is very positive and very sincere about taking it, and he's very gung-ho on all the things that it has to say. And one of the things that it has to say is that you like yourself, and you create a world around you of people that like you, because you're a likable person. And you create a world filled with joyous, wonderful, beautiful beings because they're a reflection of yourself. And he's been learning this now for a number of years. Well, on the phone yesterday, he was telling me, I don't care if people don't do nice things for me. I don't care if people give me a hard time. I don't care if people cheat me or people do this here. I said, hey, wait a minute. I said, I like you. He says, I don't care if you like me. I like me. And I said, well, that's all fine and dandy that you like yourself. But don't ever tell another person that you don't care whether they like you or not. Because if you're a good creator, you're creating the world liking you. And if you're a bad creator, you're creating a person not liking you. It's not a bad creator. You're a good creator creating something that you don't want. You say you don't want. But you don't tell people in your world that you don't care if they like you or don't like you when you got your schnitter up, Dad. Stop it, you know. Stop acting like a little child, and even a little child doesn't act that way. I don't know why we always say a little child. I mean, little children are so neat. They have problems, and the problems are very serious. They're enough to kill for them, and then 2 minutes later, they're the best of buddies again. And what about the problem? Oh, nothing. Yeah. They let it go real quick. They get their anger out, they get their upsetness out, and then they let it go. It's the parents who keep it. The parents who keep saying, well, aren't you unhappy with him for that? You know, I wouldn't play with that kid for doing things like that. Well, Dad, you're not me. I forgive. I forget. I release it. I don't worry about it. But you see, if children could just be children all of their life, with that innocence and that natural naivete about them, which is so glorious. It's so perfect, so wonderful, because, sure, they have problems, so they make mistakes, they do goofy things sometimes, and then they forget it just as quick. And we too should forget it. I remember when you were a kid, you did this, and you did this, and, Dad, that's 50 years ago, you know? 50 years ago when I was a kid, you remember that. My goodness sakes. Well, I do, I remember it. Well, Dad, why don't you remember the good things I did? Did I do any good things, Dad? Oh, yeah, you sure did. You were always doing good things. You did this, and you did that, and you did... Hey, Dad, I like that. Tell me all about the good things I did. Don't tell me about the dumb things I did, because the dumb things I did, I forgot them. I left them behind, and I go on with the good things that I am. And I forget the good things that I am, too, because I'm just being myself and having fun and being good. And, you know, Dad, everywhere I go, people like me. All the people I talk to, they enjoy my company. Wherever I am, people want to be with me. And, well, boy, aren't you got a big head. No, Dad, this is just the way it is. It's just the way it is. People like me because I like people. People enjoy my company because I enjoy their company. I listen to people when they talk. But these are the little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love that we do that make the world go round for us. These are the monuments, the best portion of a good person's life. And that's 99 and 99% pure. And it's wonderful. But think about it. Think about it. What sort of a thing happens to you when you see someone who is having a problem? Do you immediately say, oh my God, I'm glad I don't have that problem? Or do you say, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and you are guided to have a wonderful time. You're guided to release all that and move on. But I got a right to be unhappy. I got a right to feel bad. No, none of us have a right to be unhappy or feel bad. We can do what we wish, but all we want to do is feel good. Now, our friend, one of our lady friends, who is a very special girl, she's a little chubby, fat, in fact, and sort of, she eats good, and she loves to eat, and she loves to drink, and beer, and what have you, and she loves to party, and she loves, and she's just not a really bad fat woman, but she's just a big woman in a little woman's body. And the other day, she had a chance to try a special dieting program. And so she just tried the dieting program as she does everything, with all the, her desire within her, with all the will that's in her. And she made a success of it. And she achieved outstanding success. She looks just like Princess Di, you know, really nice, a good figure, not slim, not fat, but just really very lovely. Now, she did all that because she just thought she'd try the diet. Now, let's see her keep it. And she said, the way to keep the figure is eat anything I want, but eat it in moderation. Now, that's something worthwhile for all of us, to eat anything we want, but eat it in moderation. I know I certainly pile it on at breakfast here. I shouldn't do that. But eat anything you want, but eat it in moderation. Now, how do you eat things in moderation? Well, if you used to take 2 spoons of cereal, take 1. If you used to take a big helping, a cup of rice on your plate, take 1/2 cup. You'd be surprised how satisfied you are. And your stomach will demand less of you because when it's getting less, it just gets a little smaller and doesn't demand as much. It doesn't really get smaller. It just has less of a demand from it. And these are good things. These are good things for us to consider. Now, is this lady doing a good thing having this new figure? Well, you bet she is. She likes herself. She always liked herself. But now she likes herself as a different person. She likes herself as a less threatening person because she's a very threatening person to her world. Anytime anyone talks to her in her world, if they have a different opinion than she does or a different attitude than she does, she'll just knock them over with her, not her breath, but with her attitude. And that's tough. That's real tough. Now, she doesn't do that anymore because when she comes in, their first comment is, wow, do you look glorious, you know, and where she used to have something to disagree with, now she doesn't disagree with them anymore because she is a very agreeable and a very lovely being. Now, the best portion of a good person's life are the little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love. William Wordsworth said that, beautiful statement, but that's true. These little, unimportant things that we don't think too much about, those are the things that just make our world into some glorious, wonderful experience. Can you imagine that? That's all it takes. And then when I was talking to our friend in prison, he called yesterday, and he says, well, I just told you, I wanted to say hello and I love you, and you didn't have to pick it up and answer it, you know. I just said, hi, Herb, I love you, and you know, I care about you, and bye. You don't have to pick it up. But I picked it up because he gets 1 phone call a week, so that was his phone call for the week. But he was very unhappy that we restricted him to 1 phone call a week. He was very unhappy that he told someone to call his uncle, and they called his uncle, but instead of talking to his uncle about what he asked them to talk about, the uncle asked the questions and they answered them. And they told everything that they knew, which was a very unfortunate thing because the relationship between the young man and his uncle was strained already because he was in prison. And now it was double strained because of the things that she had said, which were not unkind, but they were just not necessary to have been said. But these are things that we do. These are attitudes that we have. And I said, hey, forget it. Maybe it's a good idea. You found out that that's not the type of person that you want to have in your life. Not that there's anything bad about her. She's just being herself. And you knew herself. You knew that when she gets to talking, she never stops. Of course, you want to talk all the time too. And so if the two of you were together, you would never get a word in edgewise for anybody. I mean, anybody coming in your conversation, they'd be, you know, dead sheep. But that's the way it goes. So I said, now just relax. You're just angry because you've gotten information that said that you're not as much loved as you thought you were, and a few other things. Just relax. You just turn on the charm, you just turn on the love, you just turn on the good feelings, and you just write as though everything is in perfect order. You act as though you're wonderful. When a suitor is jilted, he doesn't give up being a suitor. He still tries to make inroads. He still sends presents. He still sends cards of love. He still does beautiful things. He still talks to the sisters and the brothers in the family and the mother and the father, and perhaps even become very good friends of the rest of the family when he's been, you know, dumped by the girl. But he doesn't give up. I mean, that girl is worth going for and fighting for and being with. He doesn't give up. He just keeps in there, and he does those little things, those things like we said here, that are the little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and of love. Hey, why don't you marry that guy? He's a nice guy. Why don't you marry that guy? He's a very thoughtful guy. Why don't you marry that guy? He gives good presents. Why don't you marry that guy? He makes a good living. Why don't you marry that guy? He'd make a good father. I saw how he worked with children and stuff. He's a wonderful guy. Why? So you got everybody on your team encouraging the girl to take an interest in you, you know. And she still has to make the final decision. But you've certainly done a lot of good groundwork there. But this is what happens when you do these little nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love that put you into the right frame for yourself and for the rest of the world. Because that's what life is all about. Life is all about doing those little things that make the difference. Now, there's many more stories that can be told. Many more stories that perhaps are even a little more potent toward the direction that we're talking here today. But you take some time now, and you take a sheet of paper, 8.5 by 11, you know, nice full size. If it has lines, that's good too. And start writing on that sheet of paper all of the little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness or love that you have done in the past week. Just the past week. See if you can write down more than one or two. What have you done in the past week that are these lovely little nameless, unremembered acts of love and kindness? What have you done? What have you done? You have to be very careful because you're going to remember them now. But what this statement is saying here, it says, the best portion of a good person's life are the little nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love that they did that the world has forgotten. The world has forgotten. Because the world doesn't think of those little nameless, unremembered things, you know. But you remember it about yourself now, just this past week. And see if you can write down at least, oh, let's say 50. 50 little things. 50 little things that you did in this past week that were little nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. Did you wish Brian happy Father's Day with the birth of his child yesterday? Did you say how lovely the name is of the daughter, Cheyenne? Did you say, man, if the child looked like you, that would be a sad girl? But little acts of kindness, you know, did you bless him?
Yes, sir.
Now that's just right here. Right here. Now we've almost got 12 right here. Now, it'd be no time at all that you add up to the 50, but you start looking at yourself and start realizing that you are a lovely, kind person who does the little unimportant, unnamed, nameless things, unremembered things, you know. And you do a lot of them. You do a lot of them. Did you see Little Love limping the other day? And did you pick him up and check to see if there's a hurt? That's a little act, isn't it? Did you go into Little Love's bedroom and straighten out his bed for him?
Many times.
Did you cover Little Love as he was lying next to your chair, on your chair, you know? I'm just talking about some of these little acts. You see, you can milk a lot out of them with little love. And each day you're doing some little kind act there. And you don't have to. You don't have to do those things. But it's just kind of fun, you know. Yeah. And you, funny face there, do you go over and see that black kitty cat, you know? And do you get up in the middle of the night and go over and feed her? And turn on the lights and then leave the lights on over there. Do you go over and put water in his bowl or her bowl? Do you care about that cat? Do you comfort the cat a little bit? The cat's outdoors all day and all night and quite comfortable. And you'd think that she'd be frozen. But no, that big Angora coat is quite cozy. Now, do you pet her? Do you brush her at all? Do you check her to see if there's any little spurs on her fur and take them off? Yes, you do. Now, those are little acts of kindness. Now, have you gone in and made Sylvia's bed when you noticed that she got up in a hurry and forgot to make it? No, my God, no.
How can I ever dare to enter in her room?
Well, I can understand that that's the way it is, but that's life, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, how can you ever dare to enter into a room? Well, the one way is by knocking and saying, "Hi, just thought I'd come in and chat for a while." And wouldn't it be surprising what would come out of a little kindness chat like that? But let's not push it. Let's not push it. Ellen is telling me about her grandchildren and the games that they're playing. And she said how her grandson goes over and visits with the other grandson. And the other grandson here making a great team. And Ellen was saying to his mother, "Well, tell him to do this and tell him to do that and tell him to do the other thing." And the mother says, "Just let it happen in its natural way. It's working out. Okay, Grandma, cool it, you know, relax. Get your big nose out of the way." But you see, we put the causes in motion and then let them alone. It's just like putting a seed in the ground and digging down to see if the seed's getting roots and sprouting and stuff like that. We inhibit its growth. It may never grow, but it could if we let it alone and let it be. By our little, nameless, unremembered acts of kindness and love. Everyone can do that. I want 50, and I want them after Thanksgiving. Okay? So, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Okay, kids, we got a wonderful life here, and I love you so much. I love you, I love you, I love you.